This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 174.
I didn't think you did this live.
I didn't think you did that live either.
Yeah, it's pretty live right now. Look at this way.
Bang it out, bang it out.
Who's singing this? This is Mike P, right?
Yes, it is Mike. Perfect case.
That's right, that's right.
You got a catchy beat. You got to dance to it.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. And joining us in this episode are the two wolfalicious guys from from the Oh My Pod podcast, Peter and everyone's boyfriend, Pinoy Boy.
Hi.
Hello.
See, when you say everyone's boyfriend, it sounds a little bit dirtier than your boyfriend.
Yeah, because I always say it's always a personal address that I am your boyfriend. So yeah. I'm pretty much, since podcasting is just a one-to-one kind of relationship, yeah. I am speaking directly to the listener. I'm your boyfriend.
I'm your boyfriend. Okay.
But everyone's right. Boyfriend. Everyone's boyfriend.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
So he is cute, so.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, welcome. I'm glad to have you guys on the show at last. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So let me see. Where are you guys located right now, so people would know where you guys are?
I'm in the middle of nowhere next to a dairy farm.
Oh, okay. Cool. Like small.
No, I live in southeastern Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. And like where?
Like near Philadelphia, but kind of not. As Pinoy will attest to, I live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's close to nothing.
Wow, wait, what you're wearing? Actually, right now we're Skyping and iChatting.
Did he ask what I was wearing?
That's pretty cool. You were wearing white.
Where is this going?
No, I noticed Pinoy boys. PB, how about you? You're in...
I am on like a northern suburb of Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's more eastern suburb of Detroit.
I see.
Like about two blocks. It's two blocks that way.
Okay. Are there a lot of Filipinos there also?
Yes, a lot of Ilocano here.
Ilocanos, okay. Mm-hmm. Over here, there's a few. Mm-hmm. Wow. And right now, is it freezing there right now? Because you... no, it's not.
No,
really
it's like
right
it was like 60 degrees today.
Yeah, it's
like 55 here today.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like crazy weather.
That's freezing for me already. And
what? That's shorts weather today.
Exactly. I talked to my friend in California. He said, it sounds so cold. And I was like, please, I was wearing shorts yesterday.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I have a brother-in-law who lives in Bethlehem. He says the same thing about 50 degrees. That's he wears shorts and even goes shirtless outside and doing mm-hmm. shorts and stuff. Mm-hmm. And
I would not go shirtless outside. I don't want to scare the cows.
Why not? Are you one? Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. You're shy.
I'm not really shy. I'm just fat.
Okay. Well, some of the listeners
here.
Some of the listeners here do like that. Mm.
I don't think the cows do, though.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, so you guys have been doing On My Pod podcast for about almost 3 years now, 2.5 years, something like that.
I think so.
I don't know.
I didn't. Well,
it started.
Lost count.
I think it's been more than. It's almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. Right? No, it's almost 3 years. Yeah. Yeah, we had our 2-year anniversary already. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm looking. Hold on.
And you've had a lot of transitions. Because right before it
was. I changed Filipinos.
You changed Filipinos.
Often people change their shirts, right? Mm-hmm. Well, all three of my co hosts have been Filipino. Not on purpose, but am I. That's. Yeah. I've only had two real co-hosts, and then there was a period of time where I was by myself, and that we don't like to talk about that. That was not so good.
I enjoyed it because it was just so depressing, and Peter was just kind of like this kind of pathetic guy talking into the microphone. I was like, you know, I love this. Ah. And then he got really, really sad, and then was on the verge of closing down the entire podcast.
Really? If it wasn't for Pinoy Boy, my podcast would have ceased to exist. Well, my podcast started originally when it was just me. It was just my podcast. It started, I think, in 2005 in the summertime. I think it was the 4th of July was when I recorded my very first podcast. And it was horrible. It was on my blog, and it was terrible. And then I shut it down for a while. Then it started back up again. And, yeah, it was all right for a while. I don't know. The whole problem I had was that I had no feedback from any of my listeners at all. I mean, I didn't think I had very many, but I never heard from anybody. Mm-hmm. And
but the media was really nascent at the time, so
yes.
Not a lot of people were commenting or giving feedback because it was nothing but podcasters that were listening to podcasts.
Yeah, that's what happened to other networks, I should say, that they're doing their podcasts for each other. They're recording.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of.
Yeah, and that is another one of the major reasons why I wanted to give up, because I just and there's a lot of clickiness that there was back then, and there was a lot of, you know, either you're with us or against us, and whenever I did the podcast, it was just honestly something to do. It was just something I wanted to do, like my blog. It's just letting off steam. But I was really – I mean, Mike P was on for a long time, who was the guy who wrote our theme music and also is a good friend of ours and has been on.
Uh-oh. We lost him.
Oh, I still hear you.
I think I lost him. Hold on.
Yeah.
I lost him. Let me pause. Hello. Oh. Okay, your guys are back. Mm-hmm. Hello.
I have no clue what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so – oh, are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording. Hold on. Are we? Yes, are we? Yes, we are. Yeah, keep going.
Well,
okay.
Mike P left the show. But then he had left the show, and then it was just me again, and I just was...
A career change with Mike P. And he
a career kind of... change, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He changed what he was doing for a living, and he did not have the time anymore. He actually, I mean, without saying anything about his personal life, he went from working days to working evenings. And we record in the evening, so he wasn't available to do the shows, and it was just me, and yeah, I was pretty sad. And then another friend of mine, Roseld, who's another Filipino guy who had been on a few times, we were on, and one day Pinoy Boy joined the Frapper Map.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to New York for the Comic-Con, a friend of ours brought this very cute little bear hat.
Okay.
And took pictures of us all wearing the bear hats. And Pinoy Boy sent in a picture of him wearing a little cat hat and asked if he could join the party. And that was it. I mean,
that's when you clicked. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think, and hopefully he won't give me any dirty looks, but I think we not only clicked in talking to each other about the podcast, we clicked, a friendship sparked, a really mm-hmm. good, strong friendship that I don't think either of us really expected. And I mean, I don't think either one of us really was looking for a friendship. We were just kind of, you know, chatting it up, and I don't know, we just get along well.
Okay.
And it shows, I think that's why the podcast works for us.
So Oh My Pod is how did you get this title?
Well,
I always thought it's an acronym. Oh My Pod, POD, Pinoy Overdose, something like that. There's so many Pinoys, many Filipinos in the show.
There is. It's completely accidental. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, it's not planned. It's not like I particularly am interested in elderly Filipinos or anything like that. It just happened to be it just happened to be three of the nicest people I ever met were all Filipinos. So, mm-hmm. Oh My Pod, the name came about. I was trying to think of a name for the web. It was originally called, I think, My Podcast or something like that. It was like the lamest name.
The
and
lamest
name. I sat around one day and so stupid. But the way Oh My Pod came about was my partner is a very big fan of the Howard Stern radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And George Takei mm-hmm. is a guest on the show. And he always says, "Oh my God." And he says it in a very funny way. And they play it as a clip. And it was constant. So everything was, oh my God. And all of a sudden one day I just thought, oh my pod. And that's where it came from. And
I see.
Oh my.
Actually, I just saw a Howard Stern show yesterday. And it's pretty cool that George Takei is there, and of course one of my I'm a fan of Artie Lange.
Artie Lang.
Yeah, and he's one of the of course the Bears there. You know. Oh. Of course, I'm pretty biased that way.
Just a little bit.
So.
Okay, so.
So that's where it came from. It was just the Oh My sound clip. And in the beginning of the show, we played the Oh My sound clip a lot. Mm-hmm. Because there was a period of time where we went through this excessive need for.
Oh My.
Once we realized that Gizmodo could do sound clips, Mike P and I would try to one-up each other with sound clips. It was pretty bad. And then of course, Pinoy Boy had the best sound clip of all when he captured a bit of Ab Fab with the Dina saying, "Get some Filipinos in."
Which was in 270. Oh, no. No, 269.
Yeah, it wasn't 269.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to go back. Yeah, you guys split the other show. Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so about your show, what's it about? What is On My Pod podcast all about usually? Or what you guys usually talk about?
Do you want to answer that or do you want me to?
I don't really know what we talk about. We're talking.
It's
pretty much conversational.
Honestly, it's as if you eavesdropped on our phone calls on the way to or from work. And I mean, the original point of it was to, I guess when Mike P came on the show, we started talking a lot about technology and stuff like that. And so that's when we kind of came up with the phrase GOMOs, which stands for geeky homos. And we just decided that it was going to be a podcast from, you know, a gay geek kind of perspective. And I don't think there's anything else. Well, at least there wasn't when we started. I don't know if there is now or not. But we talk about our lives. We talk about technology. We argue about technology. Mm-hmm. I would never say that we're particularly knowledgeable about any subject. We just express our opinions.
Because it's about how that impacts our personal lives, or how it will impact. Yeah,
and a lot of times, when I started listening to you guys, I would check out all the websites you guys recommend. And I'm thinking about that. I've talked about that later, about the backup thing. I have questions on that.
We actually have gotten a lot of feedback from people being pissed that I did very shitty show notes in the beginning. Because I couldn't be bothered to link all the sites we talked about. But show has always been, and still I think continues to be, what I like to refer to as a slice of life podcast. It's just an hour out of our lives. And the sad part is, well, I guess it's not sad for me. It might be sad for the rest of the world. But what you're hearing of us three times a week is like a tenth of what we talk.
Yeah, it's a mere fingernail pairing of what we talk about.
Wow.
It's to the point where both of our partners, if we're on the phone, automatically just assume it's the other person. So I have no idea how we have this much to talk about.
Yeah.
So
okay, I'm having a problem with this too with my partner. He said I spend too much time podcasting whenever I record the nights. Actually, not really. It's just that I try to do it Mondays and Tuesdays, so I'm done the whole week.
Right. It's only one episode a week.
I know. Yeah. Not like you guys. You guys 3 days.
But you know, we kind of had to. I think we subconsciously started recording at a time where, at about 2 hours, we both have to get off and go to bed. Mm-hmm. Get off the line. That
get off. You first get off, and then get off the line.
Hey,
you guys are bad.
We usually back right up to like 11 o'clock, and then it's like, oh crap, we both have to go so we can get up the next morning. But at first, and especially when we have guest hosts on, that's always bad. I mean, we had episode 269 and 270 that was with Mike P, and we talked for 90 minutes on the show, and we talked for another 2 hours afterwards. Well, you know about that, being on the show. We kind of have a tendency to ramble.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question for Pinoy Boy.
Oh, okay.
Would you, before we started chatting with the podcast and stuff, would you consider yourself a rather chatty person?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah? No.
Opinionated, yes.
Yeah, chatty, no. I know that. Opinionated. whatevs.
What did DJ David J say about us?
Oh, that it just sounds like you're just trying to impress me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm always trying to get my opinion across.
You know what? DJ David J has been out. He kind of pod faded, or he.
No. I mean, he said he was going to do two more shows, and then he released a video of when he was like gallivanting in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So his last two shows, I think he's kind of dragging his feet on.
Yeah, he wants it to end.
Yeah, I was talking to him before last year, I think. Yeah,
it's been. He was very vocal on our show for a while, and then just.
Well, he's a switcher. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, there are other people there out, you know, listening there, but you know, Windows users and Mac users. I pretty much am, you know, just getting on my hands on Macintosh right now. I've had this MacBook for since May, and I'm really enjoying it. And you guys talk about it all the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
I think that was one of the things. I think that was a link up for us was the Mac. Although as like I've said before, we're very different levels of Mac. I mean, Pinoy Boy's been a Mac user since day one. I'm a switcher, a lot longer a switcher than you are, mm-hmm. Nart, but I've been using a Mac for about 6 years now. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm an OS 10 only guy. I've never really used OS 9 or anything before that. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely a new generation.
Yeah. And, I like whenever you guys talk about, other stuff, because it's not only Macintosh. You guys talk about cell phones.
No, prostate massagers.
We're not going to get to that.
Prostate massager.
We left that back in the 160s. We're not going to bring that back.
I went back to that. I had to listen to that.
Our best episodes ever. I think it was a great episode, not because of the content, but because it was Pinoy Boy. Well, first of all, he puts on his Dr. Ruth voice, the very authoritative, very knowledgeable voice of reason.
It's my prostate. And I'm going to, you know, speak knowledgeably about it. I know my prostate. I know my body.
Your prostate. That's right.
I think it really was just, it was very out of character, not out of character, but out of context for us. And it just, it worked.
It really worked. But, okay, some of the listeners might be interested. I'd like to hear it again. I mean, not the details, okay?
It's not embarrassing for me to talk about the details. It's not that bad.
Oh, okay, fine. All right, then let's talk about it. Just really quick. Okay, what exactly
I'm still
going to
get my ass
kicked
later.
That device that you, was the topic back then.
That was the Aneros. What did I get?
Helix?
I believe so. And it is a prostate massager.
Okay. And it's, what do you call this? It's not like a dildo or anything. It's
It is an insert. You do insert into your anus. But the entire premise of it is to stimulate your prostate and not to stimulate your anus.
So it doesn't look like a dick or anything. It's really just...
It kind of, but it's just it tapers toward the bottom. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't completely, you know, get stuck in because it's got a handle at the end.
I don't think it looks like a dick at all. I think it really looks like a device, a particular use device. It's white and it's kind of bulbous in certain places and more bulbous in other places.
It looks like a hitchhiker's thumb. Right, okay. You know, it's kind of like bulbous at the top, but really tapered and thin at the bottom. Yeah,
okay.
It definitely is purpose oriented, rather than like a dildo that's just, you know, oval. Or, I mean, cylindrical and long. It's not very big. It's not very wide. It just has a real. I have not used one yet, so they're trying to convince me to, but I don't think I can talk about it on the air. I'm a little too shy for that.
So where do you get this? Because I'm interested now.
Anywhere.
Any high quality adult shop will sell that.
And you can even get them online fairly with a little bit of a discount.
Because pretty much right now,
I'm sorry, but you're in Texas, so it'd be for novelty purposes only.
That's right. What do you call that? It's for costume purposes or for
novelty purposes. It's not meant for sex.
Right. You can show it to someone and just say that I cannot tell you how to use this. They put it in your ass.
It's not for sodomy, mm-hmm.
But you can use it for. Well, you know what's actually, if you want to get really technical, it was originally It's developed by a Swedish researcher, I believe it was Swedish, as a way to prevent prostate cancer and prostate problems.
Yes, boys. You have to milk your prostate regularly, or else it kind of goes old and.
It needs to be stimulated all the time.
It's just like how donating blood is kind of good for your system. It kind of primes the system. It makes sure that it's functioning properly. So you kind of have to get rid of some of the prostate fluid to make sure that it functions properly.
And it feels apparently really, really, really good.
I usually just get help with that. But
I can understand that.
I think it's definitely a play by yourself kind of toy, isn't it? It's not really your partner's not going to get too much. Well, maybe seeing your face, but
wow. That, okay. So what do you call? What's the technical term for it again?
It's a prostate massage.
Just a prostate massager. Okay. Mm-hmm. Looks like mm-hmm. a hitchhiker.
You go to Aneros, Aneros.com. You can see what they look like. And the funny thing is, when I was reading about them the other day, I didn't realize they have two different ones called the MGX and the SGX. And the SGX is specifically made for Asian men who are short. Yes, because it's very popular in Asia, apparently. But the other ones are a little bit too big for people who are under 5'6". It said it right on the page. I thought that was crazy. It's developed for Asian men. But you're not 5'6" or under.
Nothing's too big. I'm sorry.
But see, in this case, I'm talking only from the experience of talking about it on the show, but Pinoy Boy has made it very clear that it's not size that matters at all in this thing.
It's the position, okay.
When you insert it, it actually is supposed – it's angled and tilted so that it rests upon it. And the way you use it is by contracting your sphincter, which makes it move.
Well, it kind of – right? Yeah. You kind of have to make it fuck you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right? Even though your hole is not being strained, it is pushing up against your prostate.
Ah.
And it has a handle so you can get it back out.
Yeah. It won't just be sucked in.
Right. And in the show that I talked about it, I said that I – find that little handle because it's got kind of like a candle holder handle to it, like Aladdin's lamp. And I like to kind of yank on it so that the prostate massager portion would rock up forward into my prostate.
As if it's, you know, it vibrates too, right?
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No.
Not really just, okay. No. I thought it's
The Aneros doesn't. There are ones out there that do, but the Aneros does not, no.
Which I'm really trying to get my hands on a Nexus prostate massager, but they're really spendy and they come out of the UK.
Oh, okay. Do they have it in different sizes also, in different versions?
Yeah,
for Asian?
There's an entire line, and there are ones that have a massaging bullet that you could insert into the prostate massager and have it massage, have it vibrate.
Wow. Now, this is... How did we get to this?
More than one listener to our show has used one and contacted us. And I believe I can quote one of them as saying, yeah, it's about how many times you say, oh, my God, when you come. So,
okay. I better look for
It actually kind of shocked me when I had more than one orgasm.
Really?
And I've had a phantom orgasm, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Which is what?
Which is what?
A phantom orgasm. Explain.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a tingling kind of orgasmic sensation without ejaculate.
Without actually coming. Ah.
Right. No ejaculate.
Without ejaculating, but it's... Oh, okay.
And I've also had like the multiple ejaculate where, you know, you come once and then you... Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, okay. You come once and then you realize you're not done. There's still stuff in there.
Wow.
So you keep going and then you shoot again. And then sometimes there's the third. But
so you think this is something recommendable for guys to actually exercise their prostate?
Oh yeah,
then.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah. And you top
masturbation without it even better, right? It kind of trains you to say to think, I need to engorge my prostate and fill it full of. I guess a fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it gets a lot more stimulated even though it's not in there. It's just like a muscle.
Definitely not just for the bottoms out there. This is definitely for everybody, because if you're a power bottom and you're all about size and girth, this is probably not going to do it for you. We have, again, another listener to the show who was a very big power bottom and said that it just wasn't enough because they weren't really – I don't think they were looking for that prostate stimulation. They were looking for something else. And it doesn't – from what Pinoy Boy said, it doesn't stretch anything out. It doesn't – it's not – if you're a virgin bottom, it would be fine getting it in, because once it's in, there's no stretching because it's back down to being this, you know, that tiny once it's inside.
It's really it's really just to massage the prostate, and it doesn't – yeah, like you said, it's not like a dildo or anything. Okay.
It's really nice for a top.
It's really that's right, because some tops would like to have the sensation, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. doesn't want.
And really,
that
when you're thrusting, mm-hmm. yeah, it does push it. Once again, it rocks and pushes up against the prostate when you're thrusting.
Mm-hmm. So okay. use it while you're, you know. So I guess it is useful if you have a partner,
right? Yeah. It is top. Useful, but you know, yeah.
Okay, I should get one. We could have a an Eris party or something like that.
Oh,
I think that might be a bit too much.
No. You know, it's just like government party. Oh, that's nice. And comparing the.
Well, you get one and then come back on our show and you can talk all about it.
All right. Okay. Wow. How did?
And after the show, I will tell you where I found the very good price on.
Okay.
Site. So.
Wow. Gosh, we came from Macintoshes to an Eris.
The way our show goes. Yeah, the way
right.
it goes.
Mm-hmm. Which is I like a lot, yeah. But anyway,
there's no
okay.
format. There's just us talking until we realize, holy shit, people will be sick of us talking and we have to mm-hmm. break it
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about, what do you call this, topics that you guys talk about outside, what is this? Prostate massagers and Macintosh stuff. You guys also like do other stuff, right? Like watching movies outside. Do you guys watch movies or
no? We don't talk about movies.
You hate yes. movies.
I hates I'm movies just... and hates reading. I love reading and love movies. So yeah, we don't. Mm-mm.
Oh wow!
And when if I really like a movie that he thinks is stupid, he'll make sure I know it though.
I will make it a point not to see that movie.
Oh okay. How about other stuff like game consoles or whatever?
Yeah, we did. Well, that's all geeky stuff. We do talk about our Nintendo DSs a lot and our Wiis.
Oh, that's right. Actually, Nintendo Wii. Actually, I was at work right now. I was talking to a couple of friends, and we were talking about the Nintendo Wii. And they said that they just got one. They got one because it's really hard to get one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very now, hard to get one. And it has been for more than a year hard to get one. PB had a little bit of trouble finding one. Only reason we got one was that we went somewhere at midnight to try to pick one up, and they were sold out, and my partner got up in the middle of the night and drove to the local Toys R Us, and there was no one waiting for one, so he stayed in line, and that's the only reason we got one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to wait for one myself too at Best Buy. I had to get a tip. I went on a Thursday. And then they said, do you have any Wiis, Nintendo Wiis? No, not yet. And then the next day, I asked them, do you have any? I went back to the same Best Buy. They said, no, we don't have any. But check out Sunday. Come here early in the morning. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So I went then early in the morning. I was number 50 waiting in line.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, number 50. And then I have this voucher. They give you one. They ask you if you want the Nintendo Wii. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
So you got one, or you were still waiting for it?
I got one. I got one last year. So
So you've had it for a while. How do you like it?
Oh, it's awesome! It's awesome. It's great for parties.
I have to say, it's a very social. It is the most social game console I've ever owned.
Mm-hmm.
I think it does a good job. I think because the way the controller is unintimidating, the way you control things, it's a very natural movement. I think that a lot of people who would ordinarily shy away from playing video games will actually give it a try.
Yeah, that's true. And I like the movement.
You kind of wait. Hold on a second, because PB raised his eyebrow there. He's got something to say.
Okay. I just have a lot of older friends who just spaz out and still can't figure out the Wiimote.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of get frustrated and then they leave my house with tennis elbow.
Oh.
See, and my father gets upset if we don't bring the Wii with us because he wants to bowl. He likes the bowling.
Yeah,
but then again, we gave my dad a DS and all he plays is Clubhouse games, so mm-hmm. It's the Clubhouse games machine.
Yeah, it's a social game. I remember before we had a party here, and we did that, and what do you call this? Micah had a party, and then we have about 14 people here, so we teamed up and stuff like that, and we ended up. Those who lost had to eat the Fear Factor food. Like
I remember that you said that.
Yeah, so it's really social. It's good. It's a good game. Oh,
it's not like Karaoke Revolution.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never
played. Fantastic.
Wait, is that?
I didn't have enough skill in the karaoke. I was too nervous.
Oh. See, that's the great thing about Karaoke Revolution is that it's only in your living room, right? You're not up in front of a whole lot of people. It's just anybody.
Yeah, but not everybody has Pinoy Boy for a friend. Okay. He will sit on the couch and heckle me more than the people on the cruise probably would. Uh-huh. I heckle because I love. Mm-hmm. Well, now, do you have other games other than Wii Sports?
I got the I got Wii Play, but I really haven't played that much. But there is one, Metroid Prime. That's one game that I like because you can do the movement thing.
I cannot. When I rented that game, and I sat there, and I am not real good with the nunchuck and the Wiimote together at the same time because I'm lazy. I'm really lazy. Like I'll let my one hand kind of droop, and when I did that, all of a sudden I was spinning around in circles. You know, because you have to use the one controller to look where you're. Oh, it was horrible.
Oh.
Metroid Prime and me did not get along very well.
I liked it. Oh, when you guys first played boxing, you guys hurt yourself for a while, the shoulder?
No, I just stayed away from it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, there's a secret to boxing. Do you want to know what the secret of boxing is?
What, you dodge more?
No, all you do is you use your controllers like a pair of drumsticks, and you don't even try, and it works much better. It's the lazy man's way.
Oh, really? Okay.
I can't do the boxing. I'm way too out of shape. I mean, tennis was bad enough because I actually was kind of – I was one of those spastic people playing tennis. So I think the first time I still – we have a loft in our house where our video games are, and I figured this one night – my partner and I were upstairs and we were playing tennis and we kept clashing into each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure anybody who was driving down the street saw these two huge, you know, silhouettes running around upstairs. It probably looked so fucking stupid.
Well, I learned how to play tennis solo. You play with it with yourself. Play with yourself. I mean, set it to two player and get the other controller and play with yourself. You serve and then you receive the other side and stuff like that. So
he pitches and catches all by himself.
Yes, they said it's very tiring.
I don't think I've picked up the Wii Sports in a long time though. It is definitely fallen by the wayside for me. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Mr. PB?
I'm stuck with Super Mario Galaxy.
How is that? I haven't tried that yet.
Amazing.
It's like World of Warcraft, right? Is it like...
And no, then, I don't think so at all.
No, I mean, is it network?
No.
Oh, I thought it did. Okay.
Not Super Mario Galaxy, no. There are some games for the Wii that are networked, more for the DS. No, Super Mario Galaxy is a regular Mario platformer. It's just that everything is in 360-degree rotation. You can be at any point of that axis, and it's a very clever update to the game. It's a very fun game. It's very addicting, I think.
Is it really?
And
I have yet to get it. I heard it.
That, and I have to say, I highly recommend Super Paper Mario. Another fantastic game.
If you're into like semi RPGs,
okay.
And it's a side scroller like the original
Mario,
you know, type of Mario Brothers games. But there's an element of 3D when you click a button. Your character turns into 3D, and the whole perspective changes. That's a very clever game as well, and it's easy. And it really is not a difficult game if you're not particularly a hardcore gamer and you have a little bit of, you know. I'm okay with puzzles and stuff like that, but anything where it's like heavy duty combat, I am so I'm not coordinated enough.
Yeah.
Once you get like five buttons at one time, I'm screwed.
Yeah. PB, doesn't Dawn Miceli play?
Yes, she just got Super Mario Galaxy. I got the star!
I got the star! I
completely broke down when she was saying, Drew! I got the star! Because like, that's what I do. I mean, when I'm on the phone with Peter, I got the star!
My partner's always like, how do you sit there and play the Wii while you're on the phone? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, we're both there at the same time.
And we're on two completely different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we just talk.
You're on the phone, on your iPhones, and you play.
It's free calling, man.
Well, yeah.
It's mobile to mobile.
Mobile to mobile.
That's right. Yeah. I do that too. By the way, speaking of such, you guys got iPhones. I only got the iPod Touch.
Which I almost went bought one today.
Really? You already have.
Yeah, I have an extended business trip coming up in a couple of days, and I want to take a bunch of movies with me, and I don't want to kill the battery on my iPhone, so I thought I'd pick up an iPod Touch, and I called home today and said, would that be a problem if I bought another iPod? And the answer was a resounding yes. So yes. No iPod Touch for me. Did you get an 8 or a 16 gig?
An 8, just an 8. Because 4 gig for me before is okay. Because you know what? The excitement of putting the my iPod on the computer just to play around with what I'm going to listen to for the day. Mm-hmm. I like that. And as opposed to people putting it all in iTunes and syncing it once and forget about syncing again. I like jumbling the contents of my iPod. So,
well, you want to hear something funny? Oh. 9 out of 10 times when I watch movies on my iPod, I still watch them on my regular iPod.
Exactly.
The reason for that is there's like a few reasons. One is on a plane, I just can't. I'm so worried that my phone's going to be dead when I get off the plane that I can't risk it. And two, it's much easier to hold something this way on the plane than this way. Because I can just kind of sit there, you know? Mm-hmm. But when I'm doing it this way, and the iPhone's too thin for, I don't know, I drop it a lot, so.
Yeah. Isn't there a way for us to connect our iPods or even our stuff on the plane? We can charge it there?
Only if you're on a plane that happens to have, well, no, because how? And even then, not really. You'd have to have, like. Oh, do they have ones that?
There are some in-seat power airplanes that just a plain old 110 socket.
Oh,
yeah. Then if you get to do that, I think you can. Yeah, $50, I think, for the connector, so you can have a 110.
Well, that's different. That's an airplane connector, and you could run off of the machine, but you can't necessarily recharge.
Oh, okay. But it's good because just connect it to your laptop if you really need to charge your iPhone. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I have is I have something. It's called a MyPower, and I forget who makes it. But what it basically is a sled that is rechargeable. It's got a rechargeable battery in it, and I bought it originally for my iPod, but it fits the iPhone as well. And you just slide your iPod device onto the dock connector, and it provides, I think it's 9 extra hours of video and 24 extra hours of audio. Mm-hmm. So I just make sure my phone is charged when I get on the plane. I plug it into this, and then my battery never drops because I'm just basically running off of the power supply, and it's not that heavy or not that thick. Although it fit, I mean, again, watching movies, it sits like this. Whereas when I'm doing the iPod, I kind of have to, or the iPhone, I have to hold it like this because it falls off a lot.
Yeah, it's not. Harder.
But it's nice, and you know, extra battery is always nice. But
yeah, now I'm thinking of getting something smaller. Really, the iPod Nano, the new one. It's pretty nice. I like it.
You just got a touch.
I know, but it's just like it's a nice toy. It's so small.
You know, don't let him shame you, because how many iPods do you have? Exactly.
How many do you have?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Lies.
I have lies.
At this point, I have my regular iPod. And I have a
mini.
It's a classic mini.
Silver mini.
It's even broken. You know, it's.
I'm gonna say it's missing the top.
Yeah, I lost the top. It came off, and I changed the battery once because it died. It died. Wow.
See, now you can't get rid of that. That's you have to hold on to that one.
Why? Oh, that's why.
Because you've done so much work to it, you have to have a little bit of emotional attachment to your devices.
Actually, I have an emotional attachment to this because Mike gave it to me, okay? Yeah, so.
Well, he gave you the gift card to get the touch, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You did have a question on the New Year's one. Yeah, you can take that one that you bought from Best Buy to the Genius Bar.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. They don't know that you bought it at Best Buy. It's just an iPod Touch.
Ah, okay, yep. Okay.
And your warranty is actually, there's no warranty really unless you bought an extended one at Best Buy. Mm-hmm. You would still want to go probably through Apple for everything.
Well, let's get that clear with the audience. If you buy it from Best Buy or any other store, you can still bring it to an Apple store. Mm-hmm. So, and if you have a problem with it, then they'll.
I mean, if you take a look at the iPhone, I mean, AT&T doesn't even do any support. If you have any problems whatsoever with your iPhone, you have to go to an Apple store.
That's right.
Yeah. So
if you buy it there, if there's a problem, go to an Apple store. Okay.
I will say that buying your iPod at Best Buy is not a bad thing, because this iPod I've had, this is my second iPod, and I had an iPod Video that died about a year after I had bought it. And it was my fault, too. And thanks to my extended warranty, they replaced it with this 60-gigabyte iPod 5th Gen for free. Awesome. So the Best Buy does have a pretty decent comprehensive replacement plan. But, you know.
Yeah. My God, we're going on 47
what happens.
Something like that.
That's the magic of Oh My Pod.
That's right. We're going on so long. There's so many things I have to ask. I might just split this up again too. No, it's okay. I'd like to chat with you guys after though. But anyway, there's so many questions I have, but probably another time. And maybe I'll have you guys again on another show.
Okay,
that'd be great. Okay, so guys, these are the new podcast that I've been listening to on my podcast. Well, I haven't not new. I've been listening to you guys for a couple of months now, and you're doing great. And how can people check you guys out?
Run through your spiel there, PB.
No! Just go to ohmypod.net.
All our contact
information's there.
Yeah, there's all kinds of contact information there.
Yeah.
And there's Zoom compatibility.
Yeah. Hey, I think, actually, about that, I think I looked at logs also, and at the logs also, and then I saw some, there's also a Zoom, a person using Zoom.
I have submitted our podcast to the Zoom marketplace 7 times since November. And nothing yet.
Nothing.
But that's the thing, is that I think the people at the Microsoft wing, or the Zoom wing of Microsoft, they're scrutinizing all the people that are submitting podcasts.
Which
and
sucks.
Yeah, well, iTunes did it, right?
No, they didn't.
iTunes did.
We had no problem getting iTunes.
We were actually on there three times. Yeah,
but it felt like a manual process, because there were a lot of podcasters complaining that it felt like that there was some kind of wizard behind iTunes approving everybody.
Mm-hmm. You see, here's what I think is my opinion is I think when they first started, I absolutely think they were looking at each one to make sure it was a real podcast and that it was not, you know, a spam thing. But I think eventually they gave up and flipped the switch, and there's just a process where somebody has to look at it. I think somebody must probably validate the URL, make sure it's a real podcast. And put it on. I mean, it did. It does take a while, but you know, they were probably inundated like there was no tomorrow when that first came out, though, because everybody wanted to be on iTunes just because it's. And you know, there was a lot of people who wanted to be on iTunes for the ratings and to be in a certain level. For me, it was an easy way for people to subscribe to the show. I mean, it was before I knew about FeedBurner and you know all that kind of stuff. So it's. I mean. But we got our own Zune URL. So if you do have a Zune, and if you have a Zune, let us know, because we still want to hear about it.
Yeah. I want one.
You want one?
I do.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I hate the software. I'm sorry.
I've seen the new Zune, but the old Zune that my friends got from Woot, they're all terrible.
Oh, when it was $100?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though.
No, it's got even $50.
Really?
$50. The old Zune, it was, yeah, it came from Woot. You know, Woot.com. Mm-hmm. And
Woot really had a whole bunch of specials.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I love .com.
I go there all the time, too. And there's one time they had a Woot off. Is that what you call it? A Woot off one Friday?
They have every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There it goes.
Okay, so guys, we're geeking out. We're gomos.
That's right.
Geeky homos. Okay, guys, so thank you, Peter and PB. Thank you for joining me in the show. And we'll stay after this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, guys, if you have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com and visit the website www.bearpodcast.com. Also, the voicemail line 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your comments and we'll play it in the show. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. All right, so thank you, guys. Thank you, Peter, and thank you, Pinoy Boy.
He must have been really diligent not to lose that number, because we've lost like 6 of them.
Oh, I know.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Many loves and many hugs.
Bye.
Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear.